Section 1. You will hear a woman telephoning a tourist office to ask about free activities. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, this is Burnham Tourist Office, Martin speaking.
Oh, hello. I saw a poster about free things to do in the area, and it said people should phone you for information. I'm coming to Burnham with my husband and two children for a few days on June the 27th, or possibly the 28th, and I'd like some ideas for things to do on the 29th.
Yes, of course.
The date that the woman wants information about is the 29th of June, so the letter C has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, this is Burnham Tourist Office, Martin speaking.
Oh, hello. I saw a poster about free things to do in the area, and it said people should phone you for information. I'm coming to Burnham with my husband and two children for a few days on June the 27th, or possibly the 28th, and I'd like some ideas for things to do on the 29th.
Yes, of course. OK. Then let's start with a couple of events especially for children. The Art Gallery is holding an event called Family Welcome that day, when there are activities and trails to use throughout the gallery.
That sounds interesting. What time does it start?
The gallery opens at 10 and the family welcome event runs from 10:30 until 2 o'clock. The gallery stays open until 5, and several times during the day they're going to show a short film that the gallery has produced. It demonstrates how ceramics are made, and there'll be equipment and materials for children to have a go themselves. Last time they ran the event there was a film about painting, which went down very well with the children, and they're now working on one about sculpture.
I like the sound of that. And what other events happen in Burnham?
Well, do you all enjoy listening to music?
Oh, yes.
Well, there are several free concerts taking place at different times, one or two in the morning, the majority at lunchtime and a couple in the evening. And they range from pop music to Latin American.
The Latin American could be fun. What time is that?
It's being repeated several times in different places. They're performing in the Central Library at 1 o'clock, then at 4 it's in the City Museum, and in the evening at 7:30 there's a longer concert in the theatre.
Right. I'll suggest that to the rest of the family.
Something else you might be interested in is the boat race along the river.
Oh, yes. Do tell me about that.
The race starts at Offord Marina to the north of Burnham and goes as far as Summer Pool. The best place to watch it from is Charlesworth Bridge, though that does get rather crowded.
And who's taking part?
Well, local boat clubs, but the standard is very high. One of them came first in the West of England Regional Championship in May this year. It was the first time a team from Burnham has won. It means that next year they'll be representing the region in the National Championship.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, I've heard something about Paxton Nature Reserve. It's a good place for spotting unusual birds, isn't it?
That's right, throughout the year. There is a lake there as well as a river, and they provide a very attractive habitat. So it's a good idea to bring binoculars if you have them. And just at the moment, you can see various flowers that are pretty unusual. The soil at Paxton isn't very common. They're looking good right now.
Right. My husband will be particularly interested in that.
And there's going to be a talk and slideshow about mushrooms, and you'll be able to go out and pick some afterwards and study the different varieties.
Uh-huh. And is it possible for children to swim in the river?
Yes. Part of it has been fenced off to make it safe for children to swim in. It's very shallow and there's a lifeguard on duty whenever it's open. The lake is too deep, so swimming isn't allowed there.
Okay, we must remember to bring their swimming things in case we go to Paxton. How long does it take to get there by car from Burnham?
About 20 minutes, but parking is very limited, so it's usually much easier to go by bus, and it takes about the same time.
Right. Well, I'll discuss the options with the rest of the family. Thanks very much for all your help.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.